In eastern Afghanistan, two missing Navy SEALs reportedly have been found dead. A third was rescued over the weekend. The fate of the last team member is not known. A Chinook helicopter dispatched to rescue that team crashed after taking ground fire, killing all 16 troops on board. It was the first downed helicopter since hostilities began in Afghanistan and the largest single loss of American troops in that country. Among those killed was Major Stephen Reich. Thousands remembered the 34-year-old last night at the 4th of July celebration in his hometown of Washington, Connecticut. From member station WNPR in Hartford, John Dankosky reports.
When you talk to friends and family about Stephen Reich, it always gets back to baseball. Scott Workhoven was Reich's best friend and teammate at Chippewa High School.
This is before our state championship game our junior year, and this is after the state semifinals our junior year.
Now Workhoven's the baseball coach here. He proudly shows off a hallway tribute to the school's legendary baseball program. Many of the pictures show Stephen Reich, pitching, posing, and even yelling at an umpire. During his 4 years at Chippewa, Reich won a lot of games, including the state championship in 1987. His senior year, the left-hander struck out 130 batters and only walked 9. A couple of those were intentional. With Reich, it was all about control and hard work, on the baseball diamond and in school. Workhoven wasn't surprised at all that his friend went on to pitch at West Point and for Team USA.
Anything he ever wanted to be good at, he was good at. You know, the same qualities that made him a good pitcher we've carried through. He's determined, confident, a little bit cocky, but in a good way, in that if he did his job up to his ability, that he was going to do well.
Reich's minor league career lasted only 2 games before he was recalled to active duty. Reich was married only 3 months ago, then went back for his 4th tour in Afghanistan. Time spent on dangerous missions, flying through the mountains to extract special ops forces. It was a job that Reich couldn't talk about, even to friends and family. But whenever he had the chance, he did come back to visit his tiny hometown. Christy Beck was in Reich's high school graduating class of only 90 students.
Whenever he did come home, his parents would call a bunch of us and say, "Steven's back in town, everyone come to our house." And the house was open and everyone could come over. I mean, everyone needed to come over. This was an event he always tried to be around for. I mean, it was only every few years he was here. But if he could, he came back to Washington on July 4th.
It's a day that's special for the Reich family. Steven's father, Ray, coordinates the town of Washington's fireworks display, which he calls the best in Connecticut. It's a massive show, drawing 5,000 people to a town of only 3,600. Ray Reich was in the midst of planning this year's event when he got the news of Stephen's death. Before the fireworks began, Reich drove through the crowd in a golf cart, wearing an American flag hat and shirt, waving to friends and soaking up the admiration for Stephen.
"I've lost a son, but I have a better grasp of the necessity of sometimes having to do that. I just wish he hadn't been the one that rushed out to that aircraft to do what everyone else says he was doing, and that was jumping when his troops were in trouble. It was his guys on the ground that needed help, and I can understand that."
At 7:30, right on schedule, 2 Chinook helicopters, the same type Major Stephen Reich was aboard, flew slowly over the crowd, followed by a moment of silence and some hugging. And then it was time for the show. Ray Reich reclined on a grassy slope, looked up at the sky, and took it all in. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky.